This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hope you had a good weekend. Happy Martin Luther King Day today. Boy, this is right between the eyes for me. New survey that asked people to name the most annoying things they deal with behind the wheel. Top five, potholes, drivers who don't signal, tailgaters, construction, and people on bicycles. Others, people who text and drive, drivers weaving in and out of lanes, finding a parking spot, and slow drivers in the passing lane. Oh yeah, that burns me up. Mattress firm just did a poll. Well, the average American had 105 bad nights of sleep last year, plus 102 failed naps where you try to fall asleep but can't. That's about two a week. Here are a couple of more stats from the survey. The average person said they only averaged 5.5 hours of sleep a night last year. That's a huge drop from 2018 when it was 6 hours, 17 minutes. On average, we get 120 nights of great sleep a year, which is defined as falling asleep fast and sleeping through the night. So only about a third of the time. And people who slept on their backs were more likely to say they slept great than those that didn't. People who let their pets sleep in bed with them slept better than people who didn't. Yeah, we'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz. Apparently, the peak age to be miserable is 47. That's based on some research done in 132 countries. Feeling miserable pretty much tracks the period of the midlife crisis. Interesting. The numbers are different in the U.S., very different between men and women. Men feel most miserable at age 50, while women feel miserable in their late 30s. Here you go. New study just in time for the Super Bowl. 34% of Americans polled say they feel duped by boneless wings in restaurants, claiming they're glorified chicken nuggets and have nothing to do with wings at all. But 53% said boneless wings can totally be counted as wings. They also found information about chicken wing consumption. If people have nothing but wings to eat, they say they'll eat 16 wings at one sitting. During the Super Bowl, with all the other food to consume, the average person will eat about 9. Want an easy way to make your relationship stronger? It's as simple as not forgetting to give your significant other a hug or a kiss before you leave the house in the morning. It may seem small, but those few seconds can make a big difference in your relationship. Affection keeps the juices flowing and romance alive, says psychotherapist Tina Tresina, author of the How to Be Happy Partners book. Well, should be good there. Single ladies are buying houses right now. They made up 17% of home buyers last year, compared to just 9% of single men who are buying homes. Seems single ladies are one of the fastest growing groups of homeowners today. And according to research by Bank of America, 73% of single women say they value home ownership over getting married and having kids, compared with 65% of men who feel that way. Finally, being in business in Silicon Valley has gotten so competitive that more and more men are turning to plastic surgery to maintain their edge. According to Business Insider, guys are turning to procedures like Botox, fillers, laser treatments, and radio frequency microneeding, as well as getting eye and neck lifts to stay young looking. And they say they're justifying these actions by calling it personal optimization. South Haven Kiwanis Club is sponsoring a free skate for students this afternoon from 3 until 6 at the South Haven Ice Rink. Looking for something to do this afternoon, 3 to 6. A free skate sponsored by the South Haven Kiwanis Club at the South Haven Ice Rink. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a man is brimming with regrets after a cop pulled him over for a bike law violation and found a packet of cocaine taped to the brim of his cap. The man, whose name was not released, was pulled over for riding his bike without lights at night, a violation in the town of Vero Beach. The officer asked permission to search the 29-year-old, and he agreed to be patted down resulting in the discovery of a cigarette pack wrapper filled with cocaine, which the man immediately said, "That's not mine." In addition to denying ownership of the powder, the suspect said, "It definitely wasn't cocaine." A quick test showed that indeed it was. He is now in jail pending drug possession charges. The Daily Buzz. I love it when people send me things to buzz about, and you can too. paul@wcsy.com is my email. You can copy and paste a link on our Facebook page or even drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Daily Buzz podcasts are at wcsy.com, our website. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you every day. iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, all the great podcasting outlets have the Daily Buzz as well. Alexa, too. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Go make it a great day.